This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's a time that we like to give thanks for all the blessings we've received and continue to receive. Now, I know that Thanksgiving every year brings with it certain struggles, and this year is not without its challenges, but we do need to give thanks for all the blessings we have. Of course, of most concern to the majority of Americans during the Thanksgiving season is our economy. While we're being told how great it is, one only needs to go to the grocery store or fill up your vehicle, and you can certainly see we're not being told the real truth about the economy. We did have hopes our president and Congress and the Federal Reserve would straighten out the economy, but unfortunately they simply do not have the skills to do so, and the economic pain continues. But let's at least give thanks that we still have one of the best economies in the world, at least for now. Many Americans are concerned about the war in Ukraine and the senseless violence in Israel. My heart goes out to those brave men and women who are fighting for their lives and for freedom from tyranny and terror. Let us pause for a moment to give thanks that American lives are not currently in peril in those conflicts. Closer to home, we should give thanks that the Klamath Basin received a decent snowpack for this last irrigation season, and that the federal government's ham-handed approach to water was at least tolerable. Our ag community desperately needed a somewhat decent water year, so let's give thanks for that in hopes for the new year. Let's give thanks for our community and the beautiful place we live. One only has to drive north to the Willamette Valley or south to Central California to see the homelessness, open drug use, and street crime that prevails in those communities. Our local officials and law enforcement have kept these type of activities to a minimum in our community and therefore deserve our sincere thanks for their efforts. Let's give thanks that COVID-19 is not sweeping through our community as it has in the past. It's still here, but at significantly reduced numbers and nowhere near what it was in its heyday. Nope, that's a big thanks for seeing it slow way down. We can all give thanks for our friends and neighbors. They make our life brighter and make every day just that much better. Family? Absolutely. We should give thanks to them not only today, but every day, and especially at Thanksgiving, when we have the ability to get together in this free nation we call America. Family is the foundation of our existence, and one that we should cherish every day, not just on Thanksgiving. And finally, thanks to our Lord and Savior for allowing us to live in peace in one of the most beautiful places on earth, this home that we call the Klamath Basin. It really is a wonderful place to live and work and raise your family. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.